This is Ozarks at Large. Voters in Fort Smith are giving a series of sale tax extensions approval. The extended 1% sales tax will refinance bonds, pay for the issuance of new bonds, and support operations of the Fort Smith Fire Department and Fort Smith Parks and Recreation Department. Slightly more than 6,000 residents cast ballots, about 14% of the total registered voting population in the city.
The unemployment rate in Arkansas has dropped to levels not seen in years. The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services yesterday released numbers for the month of January. Spokeswoman Kimberly Friedman says it's good news.
Arkansas' seasonally adjusted unemployment rate declined 0.2 percentage point from 7.8% in December to 7.6% in January. The number of employed in Arkansas increased 5,900 in January to reach 1,277,300, and that is a level that we have not seen since January 2009.
Arkansas's unemployment rate is 0.7 percentage point lower than the national rate of 8.3%.
After giving Fred Smith a chance to withdraw his bid for a state House seat, the Arkansas Democratic Party yesterday filed a lawsuit to try to keep his name from appearing on the ballot. Spokeswoman Candace Martin says party officials regret having to take the step.
You always want to see a workable solution come about. Unfortunately, that was not the circumstances that transpired throughout this. And we wanted to make sure to give all the parties involved every opportunity in order to avoid a public lawsuit.
After giving Fred Smith a chance to withdraw his bid for a state House seat, the Arkansas Democratic Party yesterday filed a lawsuit to try to keep his name from appearing on the ballot. Spokeswoman Candace Martin says party officials regret having to take the step. Smith stepped down from office last year after being convicted on a felony theft charge. The party says his record has not been expunged, so he's not eligible to run again. Secretary of State Mark Martin, however, denied the party's request to block him from the ballot. Yesterday's lawsuit named Smith, Martin, and the Crittenden and Cross County Election Commissions as defendants.
This week's Doonesbury comic strip is causing controversy with its theme focused on the Texas sonogram abortion debate. Newspapers around the country have decided not to run the strip or tuck it deep in papers. But for Arkansas Democrat Gazette readers, it will be business as usual. The paper's deputy editor, Frank Falone, says editors previewed the strip last Friday and simply decided to run it.
If I were in the shoes of editors who decided not to run it, I'd be asking myself, do I need this aggravation? I'm trying to put out a newspaper here. I'm trying to cover the news. I'm trying to commit journalism in the public interest. And this is the sort of thing that creates a diversion from the main mission of newspapers, which is to commit journalism.
Falone says not running the comic strip creates a diversion from the main mission of newspapers, which is to commit journalism. He says as far as he knows, the newspaper has received no complaints.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will try to complete a two-game sweep of Gonzaga this afternoon at Baum Stadium. First pitch at 3:05. Last night, Arkansas defeated the Bulldogs 1-0 to raise the Razorbacks' record to 15-2.
The John Brown University men's basketball team will open play in the NAIA Championship Tournament tomorrow in Kansas City. JBU will face Montana Western in the first round at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon.